Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Company's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonweal Theater Company community program brought to you from the air-conditioned Commonweal Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. We're coming to you live over KFIO Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Scott Dixon. Have you been hamming it up this week? Feeling sandwiched between a rock and a hard place? Well, shelve the bologna, because it's the Over the Back Fence salute to lunch meat. Slicing it deli thin with us tonight will be special musical guest the Beef Slew Boys. Music and laughs from the Over the Back Fence gang and a presentation from the Commonweal Radio Theater of the Air. And will you please welcome my co-host with the most token, Damon Prestaman. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence Gang executive producer, Captain Bob Petrillo.
Assistant executive producer, glamorous Glenn Jensen.
His personal assistant, marvelous Maddie Haugen.
Artistic director, stellar Stella Burt. Internet guru, jazzy Jason Underfifth.
Radio show protege, maximum Michael Van Skoik. Sarah Hawkins and lunch lady Doris at the box office. All right, Damon. So the lunch meat show.
I like lunch meat.
I don't think we've done a lunch meat show before.
No,
on
I like
Over
lunch
the Back
meat.
Fence. 16. You like lunch meat?
Do
you
like lunch meat?
All lunch meat, or do you have a favorite lunch meat?
Oh, no, they're all favorites. All favorites.
All favorite. Roast beef?
Sure.
Turkey?
Sure. I like the ones that are all chopped up other kinds of meat, put in together into a loaf of some sort.
Really?
Like a pickle loaf.
Like a pickle loaf or a ham loaf.
Right.
Or... It always struck me that loaf is like, that's why you go out to eat, to get away from that stuff, if that's what your mom is making at home.
No, that's a good
point. Did your mom make homemade pickle loaf for you?
Or? No.
Do you make homemade pickle loaf for yourself?
No, I buy it in that little yellow package.
It comes in a yellow package.
It's a friend of mine that makes it, Oscar Meyer.
Ah, a good personal friend?
Yeah, tight. We're very tight.
Very tight, very tight. All right. Well, you know, talking about the lunch meat show, this is probably going to get us a little on the hungry side. And we've invited the Munchkin Chipmunk Band of Lanesboro to come and sing about a food that's sure to swell all of our appetites. Gang, with a super supper song, courtesy of that great culinary artist, Dr. Seuss, if you could tell by the lyrics on the song. Wonderful. And now comes actually one of our favorite moments on Over the Back Fence. We get an opportunity to chat with one of the wonderful sponsors who helps to make all of this craziness possible week after week. For now, what is building up into 16 years. And our special guest... Scott Taylor from Pedal Pushers Cafe. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you.
Now, you haven't been in business for quite 16 years, but you've been helping us out here in town fill our tummies for... How long has Pedal... Five or 6 years? Yep. Yeah, I was going to take a guess at that. So, wonderful. And you're located right here downtown Lanesboro, just kind of kitty-cornered from the theater.
Kitty-cornered from the theater, across from the bank.
So wonderful. I never really understood that expression, kitty-corner, to be perfectly blunt with you. Do you know where that came from, or...
Just a hand-me-down.
It's just a hand-me-down. So it's like much like the pickle loaf that Damon likes to eat.
Yes.
I think handed down from generation to generation. But you don't have pickle loaf available at Pedal Pushers.
No, we try to avoid that.
Try to avoid that exactly because that's why you go out to eat is to get away from the pickle loaf. But what kind of fare do you have?
Well, we do have a couple lunch meats. We have corned beef on our Reubens and turkey on our clubs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, burgers, traditional American fare, featuring a lot of local raised grass-fed meats and farm-fresh poultry.
And yeah, and that's something that you really kind of have made it part of your signature is using as much locally grown meats and dairy products as you can.
Yep, along with in-season produce and working with the farmers market and local farmers.
That's wonderful. That's great. So you can be healthy. You can shop local, eat local at the Pedal Pushers Cafe. And what else do you have going on there besides the lunch meat and the burgers? I mean, I know that's a big part of the menu.
We found a pie lady.
You found a pie lady?
Yes.
Did you lose a pie lady?
Well, for 6 years, we've been looking for a little old lady to make fruit pies for us.
I'm sorry, I'm probably going to put my foot into something here, but you know, Scott, little old ladies, they don't move that fast. It really took you 6 years to find one?
They're quicker than you think.
They're quicker than, okay. They're wily.
Yes.
Yes, yes, they are. So you found a little old lady to make pie. I suddenly have this image of this dark room in the back of Pedal Pushers with this lady. I have to make the pies. But
I keep it well lit for
you
her.
You keep it well lit. Okay, so it is a back room, but it's a well lit back room. Excellent. And the chain and shackles is well oiled there to avoid chafing. That's very considerate of you. I'm sorry, I've taken this down an awful bad road. So what kind of fruit pies is your little old lady making in the back room?
She's got a number of them. Right now she's got apple and blueberry, and I believe she has a strawberry chocolate. She has a killer chocolate, which even I don't know the story behind that one yet.
Okay. Oh, we're going to have to find out.
Yes.
Wonderful killer strawberry chocolate.
Sour cream raisin, lemon meringue, mm-hmm. all the good stuff.
And you've done like the pie and coffee specials. Is that still?
We still have pie and coffee specials with our cream pies.
And now you have a pie lady actually helping to make those. Okay, so great, excellent. And what else? You have ice cream on your menu. Somebody was stopping me on the street the other day and asking, you know, where can I get like an ice cream smoothie in town?
We have ice cream. We have hand dip ice cream with sundaes and malts and banana splits and the good stuff.
Sounds wonderful. When are you open? When can people stop by and partake of the pies and the splits and the burgers and the turkey and whatnot?
7 days a week, 8 to 8.
Wow. You never take a day off?
Never.
Wow. You must really love what you're doing.
Christmas and Easter.
Christmas and Easter you take off, so you're closed then. But I do understand that you're going to stay open a little later tonight for the audience of Over the Back Fence if they want to stop by.
Yep, we'll be open until 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight with the... lunch meat and ice cream.
Lunch meat and ice cream. Okay, wonderful. All right. Well, Scott Taylor from Pedal Pushers, thank you so much, and thanks for your support on Over the Back Fence. Scott Taylor, everybody. And now, would you please welcome to the stage our special youth musical guest for this week on Over the Back Fence, Mark Farlinger. Thank you. Special youth musical guest Mark Farlinger on Over the Back Fence. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You've been on many times before. Three or four times? Is this? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Four.
This is your fourth time on the show. Wonderful. And will you just kind of remind us, the regulars, or let the new listeners know you live in?
Cresco, Iowa.
Cresco, Iowa. Wonderful. And, oh, Dave, great. There's three people who are excited about that. That's wonderful. And what grade are you headed into in the fall?
Eighth.
Eighth grade. Wonderful. And how long have you been studying the piano?
9 years.
9 years. So 1 year before the eighth grade, so like before kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And do you play any other instruments besides the piano?
Tenor sax, alto sax, and percussion.
Tenor sax, alto sax, percussion, and the piano.
Yeah.
Four instruments.
Yeah.
Do you practice them all every day, or do you split them up? Or
no.
No.
I don't usually practice the other three during the summer.
Oh, I see. Those are purely school year kinds of instruments. Do you ever get confused? You know, like, you know, you're in the middle of playing something on the tenor sax and suddenly go, oh, where's the cymbals? Where's the, you know, or the bass pedal? Does that ever happen?
I wish it would.
So with all of these musical instruments that you play, you must have musical ambitions for your future.
Kind of.
Kind of? So what do you see yourself doing in the future?
I don't know, just having fun.
Having fun. I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yep.
All right, sounds wonderful. Mark Farlinger, everyone, from Cresco, Iowa. Checking the passports at the border, although I don't think Minnesota's immigration laws have quite gotten that stringent yet. But you never know. You know, it's kind of the direction we might be headed in. So, well, let's find out. Let's see what's on the news wire. Let's get the old wire cranked up here, and we're ready with.
And now it's time for news and notes.
Wow, I love it when she does that.
Yeah, it kind of frightens me a little bit.
Really? Yeah. You should hear her when she does it in the middle of the night. Anyway, so
moving right along. Headlines coming this week in your Post Bulletin, the biggest and best daily newspaper in the River Valley and all over southeastern Minnesota. In the weekend edition on Newsstands Now, you can read about raw milk. Some folks swear by it, while others are concerned you might get sick. Maybe it's just a city slicker thing, but you can get all the information in this report. Also, check out the story about the big 4th of July parade in Lisle. That's over in Maurer County. They celebrated a week early, and they've got a grand marshal who celebrated her 100th birthday this year.
Wow.
She'll lead the parade this year in a convertible. The last time she was in a parade, she played the piano on a trailer pulled by a tractor. She's got an upgrade this time, I think.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Later in the week, even though school's out for summer vacation, it's report card time when Minnesota releases the big test score results of the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment. Now, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it certainly is. You did that very well, though.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And on Wednesday, don't forget to check out the story about our own Lanesboro folks who love rhubarb, and there's quite a few of those around town. With the help of their friends over at Spring Grove Soda Pop, they came up with a rhubarb strawberry soda that has proved very, very popular. You still might be able to find a bottle or two around town. If you don't despair. The Post Bulletin reports they plan to bottle more in the future. It's tasty. Have you had a bottle?
I have had a bottle. I've been able to get it right across the street at the Lanesboro local marketplace. They have it in stock there.
It's tasty. All this plus Harley Flathers, local news from Filmer County and all over the area, plus bundles and bundles of coupons for just 50 cents a day. It's hard to find a better deal. To get the paper at home, call 1-800-562-1758.
And that's news and notes from the Rochester Post Bulletin. And now we are excited to welcome to our stage our special musical guest for this week on Over the Back Fence. Will you welcome the Beef Slough Boys? Thank you.
fishing all the time. Baby, going fishing too. Well, you bet your life, your sweet wife won't catch. I'm gonna catch more fish than you. Save any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I'd like to relay. Good fish bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby's going fishing too.
Well, I went up on a hill about 4 o'clock and I saw them catfish swimming around. Got so excited, didn't know what to do.
I'm gonna get me a catfish too. Saying any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I'd like to relay. Good fish bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby's going fishing too.
Well, you go on down to the fishing hole, baby, bring you a hook and line. Throw the line on in, pull out a big old catfish,
and you bring him on home before supper time. Saying any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip I'd like to relay. Fish bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, going fishing, and my baby's going fishing too.
Little blues there, Michael. Roll them in the flour,
make them till they're nice and brown.
And you make a nice batch of buttermilk biscuits.
And you cook them on up, and you chop them on down. Said any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip I'd like to relay. Good fish bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby's going fishing too.
The Beef Slew Boys on Over the Back Fence. And Scott, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Really happy to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Will you take a moment to introduce yourself and the members of your quintet?
I would love to. Over there on the end with that big-looking violin over there, that's called a string bass. Those of you in the electronics era maybe haven't seen one of those, but that's Price Taylor on the string bass. We've got Jeff Morgan, also known as Lester Slew, there in the middle on multi-instruments. Jim Blue Reinecke in the middle here playing mandolin tonight. I also plays five-string banjo. And over here on my right, on your left, is Mike Johnston from all the way from Wabasha, Minnesota, on fiddle. And I'm Scott Lowry.
Yeah. And now, how long have you guys been playing together?
We've been playing together about 6 years.
Okay.
Kind of made the run up and down the Mississippi River from Red Wing to La Crosse down to Decorah, Iowa, kind of covering that territory, down here to Lanesboro, one of our favorite places to play. We are we're playing a couple times right down the street here in the next Wednesday nights, the next two Wednesday nights down at the Riverside. Yeah, who's one of your sponsors, I heard.
Absolutely.
One of our sponsors, come on down and hear us. We'd love to see you.
Well, and we had a good time. You know, we were after one of the show a couple weeks ago, the Over the Back Fence game. We were down at Riverside on the route and listening to you guys, and sounded like a lot of fun. You have a lot of fun with your music and concerts. So you have a couple appearances at Riverside coming up, and then what else do you have coming up? We were talking before the show, you're going to be up in Winona area.
Yeah, we've got a couple of festivals we're excited about up there. Midwest Music Fest last weekend in July. They're bringing in 70 bands from local to national acts, all kinds of different stuff going on. So you can find them on the internet pretty easily, Midwest Music Fest. Also Boats and Bluegrass in September. And you can find us on the internet as well. You know, that's where you find everybody these days.
Yeah, so I was just going to ask if you had
type us in. It's SLOUGH for people who are wondering about the SLU part. That's a backwater. I don't know if you know about backwaters over here in the Bluff Country, but in the River Valley, we've got a lot of SLUs, you know, so that's where we came from.
Great. And for our studio audience, those of us who are here with us and are enjoying your music tonight, you have a piece of you that they can take away with them after the
Indeed.
Show tonight.
Indeed. It's a high-quality plastic, and it has some electronic stuff on it. So, yeah, it's a
CD. Some CDs available for sale out in the lobby immediately following the show. Or if you're listening at home, you can probably make it down to Lanesboro by the end of the show. Drive safely, though, and come down and be able to pick up one of their CDs. But in the meantime, how about another song from the Beef Slew Boys?
Thank you. This one goes out to Stella. She requested this. It has to do with some roadkill, which could be or not luncheon meat, I suppose. But sadly, on the way here, I actually hit a little gopher-like distant relative, and I felt really bad about it. And that's how this song came to be, although it was a smaller version than the first original writing. Driving my truck, going from point A to point B. I was singing a song, it won't be long and I'll be happy. I saw little furry things scurry, scurry, scurry across the road. Legs were working, working, working as I tried to see the end of the road. Well, I did it, I freely admit it, I didn't mean to, but I think, quick as a wink, I slew the shrew. My truck toward it, meaning to let it pass through my wheels. There was no bump like a beaver or reindeer, but I think that little furry thing could think it found my wheels. I looked back and I saw a little brown spot lying there on the road. Been a chocolate covered donut or brownie just lying there on the road. But I felt bad for the furry long thing that turned flat and round. Bothers me to think that there are many little creatures letting dust as the trucks drive round and round. Oh, I did it, I freely admit it, I didn't mean to. But I think,
quick as a wink, I slid a shrew. Yeah, I did it, I freely admit it, I didn't mean to. But I think I could use a drink, or I slid a shrew.
The Beast Slew Boys on Over the Back Fence, proving that sometimes lunch meat like happiness is wherever you can find it. Anyway, you guys have another song for us that you'd like to play? One more?
We'd love to.
Love to? The audience, would you like to hear one more from the Beast Slew Boys? Oh, that didn't take much prompting. All right, so the guys are getting switching instruments here.
We're
going
to do another of our originals. We do a lot of older things, but this is the title tune from that little bit of plastic that we've got for sale, that CD. This is called
The Simple Life Stomp. He
yes.
tries to find a low
tune. I wrote it, I should know what it's called, but I'm trying to...
I thought it was called One Man Tuning.
Yeah, that's right. Multitasking is sometimes not my strength. It's called Simple Life Stomp. It's a little meditation on the complexities of simplicity. Simple things like tuning the darn guitar. There we go. Lay down in the evening, trying to take my rest. 100-pound stress sitting on my chest. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. I'm up every morning, got a list in my head. I think I better learn to live simple instead. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Just a little cottage on a lake or a stream. Just a little slice of that same old dream. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Real estate lady, she looks so sleek. She's talking all about the place sold last week. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Well, ever I get that new house done, I need a few things just to have some fun. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Well, sweet little kayak, Martin guitar, surround sound speakers and a hybrid car. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Play it simple there, Mike. Pick up some cross-country skis and do rototiller. I'm down on my knees. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Oh Lord, give me that simple stuff. I just can't seem to get enough. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Let's hear that banjo. Just the birds and the bees. I want a place in order for a new life, please. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. I'd like to send this song out to Hank Thoreau. How'd you live simple without no dough? Oh Lord, give me that simple life. Live simple till the day I die. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. I got my bow and arrow, got my Bowie knife, and I'm going out for the simple life. Oh Lord, give me that simple life. One more time around.
The Beach Slew Boys on Over the Back Fence. You're listening to Over the Back Fence live from the Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIL Preston 1060 AM and 103.1 FM. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll feature Fun with Food, plus a brand new installment of Days of Our Roadsboro. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro! We invite you to come down and join us live Sundays at 7, or if you can't, listen at home at 1060 on your AM or 103.1 on your FM radio dial, or online at overthebackfence.org. You can listen to all of this silliness on the web for time immemorial.
Ooh, that's kind of scary.
It is. I mean, think about not only the billions of people that are could be listening to us right now.
Billions, yeah.
In this moment, but also through the future that could be listening to us.
That's frightening. We should have practiced.
Suddenly, that seems like a good idea. Now, because speaking of the need of practice and the need to avoid putting one's foot in one mouth, which sort of can constitute lunch meat,
especially
if you're like me and do that on a daily basis, last week I made the mistake of picking on our dear artistic director, Stella Burt, right before she sang a very beautiful song.
Right, which I think she was going to dedicate to you.
Which also. I think she was going to dedicate. Yeah. So not sure about this week's song, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and hand it off. Stella Burt, everyone! Stella Burt with a James Taylor classic, Mona.
I would, Scott, I would actually really like to dedicate that song in particular to my husband, Scott Dixon.
Really? I was going to say there aren't many people who can pull off Love Song to Cattle, but you were certainly one of them. So
yeah, that's actually a James Taylor song that I found.
It is a James Taylor song. I didn't recognize the title at first, but when you started singing.
I didn't know it at first either, and then I went, this is a great song. Kind of appropriate for lunch meat.
Apparently very appropriate for lunch meat. And then furthermore, I can't wait to hear what she has to say on this particular subject, but it is now our maven of the kitchen. Would you please welcome Peggy Hansen, Fun with Food.
Well, when Stella asked me to, if I would do Fun with Food on the Lunch Meat Show, I couldn't resist. And of course, I started thinking about lunch meat, which, you know, is basically pre-cooked. It's a pre-cooked kind of a meat. That's one of the definitions of it, something that's pre-cooked and, convenient, that people use all different kinds of it. And of course, my thoughts immediately turned to the Code of Federal Regulations. And I would like to share with you some things that I've learned from the Code of Federal Regulations. I also do have a little recipe I'm going to share with you today, too. Now, this is from Title 9, Chapter 3, Part 319, Subpart G, Cooked Sausage. And it's about frankfurters or hot dogs or bologna or garlic bologna, knockwurst, and similar products. I love that part. That's why lawyers will always have work. And similar products.
Peggy, do they call that, the adding to that list, that ad nauseum? Is that...
No, that's different. We'll talk about that. Right. Okay. So... So they list all these items, and similar cooked sausages are comminuted, semi-solid sausages prepared from one or more kinds of raw skeletal muscle meat, or raw skeletal muscle meat and raw or cooked poultry meat, and seasoned and cured. I mean, aren't you just already? Now, first, I did have to look up comminuted. And it means pulverized, mashed, or ground. Okay, so take that suspense away from you. I knew you're all sitting there thinking, comminuted. Now I'm going to skip over some things. The finished products, now I'm, you know, really, thank God for the USDA really protecting us. The finished products shall not contain more than 30% fat. Okay, so you can sleep at night. Now, you can add water or ice, I'm paraphrasing here, but if you do that to facilitate chopping or mixing, the sausage shall contain no more than 40% of a combination of fat and added water. Okay, so now we're up to 40%, of which no more than 10% can be water. Okay, and then we're, and such products may contain raw or cooked poultry meat and or mechanically separated. Now, you know, we could talk a long time about that. We're not even going to go there tonight. meat without skin and without kidneys and sex glands, used in accordance with Section 381.174, not in excess of 15% of the total ingredients, excluding water, in the sausage. I mean, it's just like on and on. If you had to diagram this sentence, I mean... Okay, and I'm just going to, again, skip ahead a little bit. Now, that's part A. Now, part B gets into a different kind of lunch meat that is with byproducts or with variety meats. Now, you will be glad to know that if the this item is of that type with byproducts or with variety meats, they must show that supplemental phrase in a prominent manner, directly contiguous to the generic name and in the same color on an identical background. So now, if you're buying, if you yourself are buying these products, you know, there's, you can read the labels. What worries me is, what about all these things that we're eating where we haven't seen the packaging? But that's okay. Now, and then this is my favorite. All right, I love this part. So now you're thinking, okay, some of these things we can use byproducts or variety meats. So you might be wondering, well, what are meat byproducts or variety meats? Inquiring minds want to know. That means pork stomachs or snouts, beef, veal, lamb, or goat tripe. That's stomach lining, for those of you who don't know. Beef, veal, lamb, goat, or pork hearts, tongues, fat, lips, weasens, and spleens. Okay, weasens. Does anyone in here know? W-E-A-S-A-N-D-S, weasened. Tick, 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 tick. No one knows? Okay. The smooth muscular lining which surrounds the esophagus from the larynx to the paunch. Is this educational? Okay. Weasens and spleens and now I'm going back, all right, after weasens and spleens, and partially defatted pork fatty tissue or partially defatted beef fatty tissue. Now, I'm just giving you the highlights, you guys. And all I have to say is, you know, it's like there's a lot of stuff out there. And, you know, I myself enjoy the occasional bologna sandwich, although I have to admit it has been a while. But I just want you to think about what you're eating. Perhaps read the labels, you know, word to the wise here is sufficient. And then there's another whole section, 319.182, on Braunschweiger and liver sausage or liverwurst. And, you know, I always did wonder, well, what's the difference between Braunschweiger and liver sausage? And without having spent a lot of time on it, I thought this was just fascinating. I'm going to go home and just read more of these things. And here's one thing I found. Under the Braunschweiger definition, it talks about pork, beef, and or veal livers, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. There's this mechanically separated word again. And then under part B is liver sausage, okay? And that talks about pork, beef, veal, sheep, and goat livers. Who knew? So I guess according to, you know, the federal government, it's liver sausage if it has sheep or goat livers in it, doesn't have to, and Braunschweiger if it doesn't. So,
and
anyway.
Now we're set on our lunch meet with Peggy Hansen, Fun with Food. Thank you very much. Our educational culinary trip for connotated weaslings. Were those the two words I picked up today?
Yeah, those are a couple of them.
Well, now will you please welcome to the microphones the Over the Back Fence gang with Turkey in the Straw.
As I was going down the road with a tired team and a heavy load, I cracked my whip and the leader sprung. I said, "Hey, hey," to the wagon tongue. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll him up and twist him up and high tuck a haw and hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. In the hay, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll him up and twist him up behind, tuck a haw, and hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Well, I met Mr. Catfish down the stream. Says Mr. Catfish, what do you mean? I caught Mr. Catfish by the snout, and I turned that catfish wrong side out.
Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll him up and twist him up behind, tuck a haw, and hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
the Over the Back Fence Gang. And now, Forrest Musselman presents another brand new episode of Days of Our Roadsboro. Oh, like processed meat through an hourglass, so these are the days of our Roadsboro. When we last left Roadsboro, everyone was happy and getting along. This was largely due to the evil doings of Dracula, a nasty bed and breakfast owner bent on destroying Roadsboro as we know it. Having concocted a hate potion, Dracula had poured the potion into the town's water supply, hoping everyone would kill one another once the water was drunk. Unfortunately for Dracula, he mistakenly mixed the potion, and the results were just the opposite. Suddenly, love was in the air. Angry letters sent to the Fulles County Journal were rescinded. Old locals embraced the new locals. The community smiled broadly when the tourists biked into town for the summer. But as we all know, love potions don't last forever. Please join us now, for these are the days of our Roadsboro. Dracula stood sullenly looking out the window from his depths of hell bed and breakfast. His sidekick, Shackle, slithered silently to him and put a consoling hand on his shoulder.
It will be okay, my soulless lover. You can't let this latest failure get you down.
Don't worry, my pet. I have all the hope in the world. Roadsboro will be destroyed. It's just a matter of... then.
So what do you have planned next?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's right. I may not have to do anything. It looks like Roadsboro may destroy itself without my meddling hand.
Why? What's going on?
The grocery store just closed.
That's right. Due to multiple circumstances, the local owners of the grocery store decided to close their doors. And because no one else wanted to buy the store, Roadsboro suddenly found themselves in a predicament. Looking to make some quick cash, Jim Daniels, a local full of flavor, set up a cardboard stand by the grocery store. He waited patiently, and soon enough, two tourists came by, looking to get into the store.
Hey, what's the deal?
What is it, Muffy?
The doors won't open.
That's because it's closed.
That's usually why a door won't open.
There's no need to get all smarty pants with me, tourist.
The name is Duffy.
I'm sure it is. Look, the grocery store ain't in business no more.
That's ridiculous. How do people get food?
They drive to the bigger towns and shop at the cheap mart. This would probably cause the store to close in the first place.
We don't have time to drive all the way to the cheap mart. I need food, and I need it now.
Duh!
Whoa! This is quite the temper you got.
I apologize. It's just that when I get hungry, I get a little grumpy.
Ugh. You want a beer to take the edge off?
No, thanks. I think you've probably had enough for the both of us.
We just want some food.
Hey! I got something for you. I just happen to be selling some homemade lunch meat.
Lunch meat? Are you serious?
I'm as serious as a heart attack, which is probably what you'll get if you eat too much of this stuff.
What's it made of?
Does anyone know what lunch meat's made of? But hey, it's pretty good. You just ignore the hair clumps.
I think we'll pass. Come on, Duff, there's a restaurant across the street. We'll just get some lunch there.
Suit yourself, but I guarantee you that this is the best deal in town.
Having had enough of Jim's sales pitch, Muffy and Duffy quickly made their way to the old village harlot restaurant and pub.
There isn't anyone here, Muff.
With all the people in town, you'd think there'd be more people.
Good afternoon. I'm Lolly Local, and I'll be your server. Can I start you off with something to drink?
I'm fine with water. Can I just see a menu, please?
We don't have a menu at the moment.
What?
The town grocery store closed. Since we relied on the grocery store for many of our supplies, we are unable to make many of our regular menu items.
So what can you make?
That brings up another point. We are currently without our chef. He got a little fried. Pardon the pun. and decided to take an unannounced vacation. We're not sure when he'll be back.
A restaurant with no chef and no food. What sort of a restaurant is this? I want to see the owner right away.
Don's not here right now.
Fine. What do you have?
Lunch meat.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It's not that bad. It's locally made by a very eccentric gentleman. You just have to ignore the occasional tooth fragment.
This is getting ridiculous. This is just as bad as when we were here 10 years ago and no one would take credit cards. How would you expect to make any money off of tourism when you don't cater to tourists?
We really don't cater to the locals either.
Then we'll just take our business elsewhere. I'm sure there are plenty of other restaurants around here.
You can try. You might want to check out Art in the Park. There's usually some concession stands down there.
Thanks. For nothing.
Okay. Sorry about that. Good luck with the whole food thing.
Driven mad by hunger, Muffy and Duffy quickly hurried down to Saliva Park, where a moderately large crowd was gathered.
What is this Art in the Park, Duff?
I'm not sure. Various artists selling their work, I suppose. Look, it seems the crowd has gathered around something.
What is it?
I'm not sure, but there has to be food there. Come on, we'll push our way through. Excuse us, please.
Hey, watch it!
Watch out! Sorry, I'm coming through.
What is this?
It's an old man sitting on a bench.
You, old man, what's your name?
Art.
So, you're Art in the Park?
Help me.
Oh, isn't he cute?
Oh,
this is so cool. I want one, Mommy.
Why are you handcuffed to the bench?
Year after year, I've been their freak. No more, I say. No more.
What the hell kind of a town is this?
You wouldn't happen to have any food, would you?
I've got lunch meat. 10 bucks a sandwich.
There's a guy up by the grocery store selling it for 5.
I only say what they tell me. Please help me.
That's it. Let's go, Muff.
So Muffy and Duffy left the park and found themselves right back where they started.
I told you I was the best deal in town.
Just shut up and give me a sandwich.
Yeah, just eat around the rat tail.
Meanwhile, over at the old village harlot, Lolly Local stared out the window watching the tourists devour Jim's lunch meat. Then suddenly a familiar face appeared in front of the window.
Oh, my! You're back!
Oh, I'm sorry we've run out of time. Who has returned to Roadsboro? Join us next time to find out, because these are the days of our Roadsboro. The Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air, Siobhan Bremer, Michael Van Skoik, Jesse Sherman, Brennan Kelleher, and Daniel Loudenstock, with Stella Burt and Scott Dixon, written by Forrest Musselman. Well, you know, if you're doing the Lunch Meat Show, Damon, there's probably one theme song that we absolutely have to include before we sign off the air for another show.
Inagata de Vida.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right.
No, Stella Burt, take it away.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. As if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. Oh, I'm glad I'm not an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I never want to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, there would soon be nothing left of me.
Everybody!
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
That's our show for this week, the Lunch Meat Show. Can we give another special round of applause for our special musical guest, the Beef Slouch Lou Boys? Our special youth musical guest, Mark Farlinger. Peggy Hansen, Fun with Food. The Over the Back Fence Gang. Your our technical staff, executive producer Captain Bob Petrillo, his assistant glamorous Glenn Jensen, his assistant marvelous Maddie Haugen, internet guru Jazzy Jason Underfirth, artistic director Stellar Stella Burt, my co-host David Prestaman,
and the host of Over the Back Fence, Scott Dixon.
Join us next week. It'll be our Founding Fathers and Mothers show. A special musical guest, Mike Maccabee, the wit and wisdom of Lena Ann. Everybody, oh, I wish
to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. Oh, I'm glad I'm not an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I never want to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener,